Let me be clear. If Russia fails to withdraw from the Crimea and return it to Ukraine, the United States will unilaterally cancel Mr. Putin's Facebook login and his Netflix account, and he will never get to see Breaking Bad or the new season of House of Cards. This is a really serious...
The Russian people will not be intimidated. We will amass troops on the Alaskan border immediately, poke sticks into effigies of Sarah Palin while singing National Anthem of All Soviet Union and making love to American eagles.
Then if Vladimir Putin does not return the Crimea, Her Majesty's government pledges that he will be targeted for some merciless mocking in the next two James Bond films, where he will be portrayed as the chief villain in a surprisingly lackluster performance by Dame Judi Dench.
The Republic of Ireland is considering every action, up to and including a very large mass.
The European Union will not stand idly by. No. Chancellor Merkel and I will be in a seated position for several hours over lunch, and we will fax strongly worded warnings to Moscow in all 14 European languages, including Welsh. Germany concurs. We do not recognize the results of the Crimea referendum. In keeping with European Union tradition, we insist that we continue to hold as many referendums as is necessary until the voters get it right. Have they learned nothing from Lisbon and Nice?
To combat the Russian aggression, we're going to tap the mobile phones of all Eurovision entrants. And if you're on the streets of Crimea and you smell gas, notify us immediately, and we will be there within the hour with a pipeline. If you're on the streets of Syria, bad luck, guys.
Collins!
Jeez, who could that be at this hour of the night? Shatter, will you get the door? You're usually awake at this hour anyway.
Yes, of course, Taoiseach. I was just about to venture out. Oh, hello, Commissioner Callanan.
Good evening. Do you recognize this young fella?
Leo, what are you doing out of bed?
Let go of me. This is so unfair. We found this young tyke wandering around in a confused state, babbling all sorts of gibberish.
Really?
He could have found himself in serious trouble out there on the roads. What of the state of driving that goes on in this country?
Well, I'm terribly sorry to have troubled you, Commissioner, and please do thank the officers for their wonderful, diligent work.
Stupid Commissioner Callanan. Make sure you keep an eye on him in future, Minister.
Oh, he won't be let out of our sight again.
Very good.
Now, Leo, say sorry to the Garda for your disgusting behaviour.
No, I won't. I never will.
Naughty boy.
Ow!
You're going to bed now without any promotion.
I hate you.
Welcome back to the programme. I'm joined now by Brian O'Driscoll, alleged hero, it seems, because he's been on our rugby team since...
Hi, Vincent.
Since Moses was a boy or something, and apparently he won a cup or something last week. Anyway,
yeah.
Rugby, Brian, it's a joke, isn't it?
Well, Vincent, you know, we won a second championship in 5 years, and, you know, we've a great bunch of lads.
Yeah, a bunch of lads, that's it, isn't it? It's all lads this and lads that and lads the other. I mean, it's nothing more than macho men showing off their power and trying to hurt each other and harangue each other in the field and advertise razors and sell mobile phones.
Oh, well, actually, it's a
rugby,
national...
It's all about showing off. Manning up, they say. Hurting your opponents. Drinking loads of pints and chasing women. Isn't it? Isn't that it, Bride?
Well, Vincent, if it was that simple, I reckon you'd probably have even more caps than me.
I think we'll take a break.
Yeah, a break. It used to be the right cracking City West.
Oh, yes. You missed your days.
You would.
All right, front bench. In you come.
All right. You look well in the spandex, big Mickey.
Just sit down and shut up, little Mickey. Now, how can you explain this whole thing to me?
Explain what, big Mickey?
Killarney. What? Explain bloody Killarney, little Mickey. I mean, the one job I gave you, the one job. Book the Ardesh. And what you do, you forget to book the bloody RDS.
Well, I was just trying to get us good television coverage.
You better watch yourself in my front bench reshuffle going forward.
Front bench? Shut the party, sir.
small we can all fit on the one bench, Big Mickey. Front bench, me eye.
You better be careful, OD, or you'll find yourself demoted to the back bed, the far side of the bench.
You mentioned no reshuffle of Ekeline. Was it for this that my grandfather fought in 1916, got the Brits out and transferred power to the Catholic Church?
No. Quiet now, Coons. I decided that the most sensible solution to reshuffling my front bench is musical chairs. It's not like everyone is going to lose a position, is it? There's only 20 of us, so everybody take a seat and wait for the music, okay? All right. Hey, two, three, August. All right, lads. Go easy now. Go handy. Easy now. Wait for the stop. Don't stop until the stop. Now! Stop! Where you are? Stop where you are! Now, what have we got here now? O'Queeve, you're in health.
Was it for this my grandfather fought and died for?
But you will accept it, and graciously. Look at what little Mickey got.
Social welfare!
Shut up, lads. Shut up now, will you? Shut up.
Social welfare going forward. Right, and now, since we're low on cash for the Ardesh this weekend, we're bringing our own entertainment this time.
Who is it, Big Mickey? Is it Hector, is it?
No. I'll be doing my fitness instructor party piece.
What?
Mickey Motivator. Oh. All right, follow my lead. All right, pick up those jowls off the floor and lunge. Two, three, four, lunge. Two, three, four. David Kaliri, where are you going? We've got spinning classes for the rest of the afternoon. Going forward with those hips. Lunge.
He was on your TV screens for years.
This is Charlie Bird outside Leinster House on another wet and windy day.
He brought you from the Amazon rainforest.
The Amazon is very hot and very wet for Charlie
Bird. To the frozen wastes of Antarctica.
Antarctica is very cold and covered in ice and snow. Charlie Bird has frostbite.
He communicated with animals.
This seal lying on top of me is the most amazing thing that's ever happened to Charlie Bird.
And with the people of Ireland.
I'm filling in for Marion Finucane, but I still don't know what a tracker mortgage is.
Always in the thick of the action.
Washington is so boring. I don't care about Obama, and I'm not going to Michael Jackson's funeral. He never once called me. I miss my friends. I'd love a pint.
Charlie's always in the heat of the fight.
These Love Ulster protesters called me an orange bastard, tore my coat and punched me in the face. Yes, I know I've no bruises. I've a very hard face.
But now, this year, he's making a return.
Charlie Bird hasn't gone away, you know.
To the Arctic.
It's very, very cold here for Charlie Bird.
To live with the Eskimos.
Do the seals ride you too, or is it just me?
For the Irish Times, the paper of record.
I can see Russia from my igloo.
Please God, let's hope Charlie Bird stays there.
How can Charlie Bird shout in print? Maybe block capitals or something.
Sundays with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.
I'm genuinely delighted to be joined on the line this morning by Russian President Vladimir Putin. Now, Vladimir, you secured 45.5 million votes out of a total of 70 million. Are you still thrilled?
Да, yes. I'm happy to be elected president of Russia in totally open and democratic process with absolutely no manipulation of state media or suppression of opposition voices.
And Vladimir, you've been almost as busy as me. So I really have to ask, do you have any relatives in Ireland?
Yes, top genealogists in Russia working in totally free, open and democratic process. I've traced my ancestors back to every noble family in Europe, including High Kings of Ireland, France, Austro-Hungary, and also Sir Elton John.
Oh my God, that is so fascinating. And have you ever come to visit them in Athlone?
My relatives live mostly near Gastein oil deposits in Cavan, where fracking will commence shortly in totally open and democratic process.
Well, Vladimir, there's been a lot of criticism of you from the Western leaders. Vladimir, you're a real inspiration. And listen, before you go, do you ever worry that sneaking up on Ukraine from behind with no shirt on and grabbing it by the Crimea might look a little bit, like gay?
Voshnik Dubasha, Kreshnia Troblashniban.
Oh no, we've lost the connection. Let's try and call him back. This is like that bit on The Late Late when someone wins a car. I could do that so much better. Oh, hello, Vladimir. Yeah,
You have reached Kremlin.
Oh.
Dial 1 for totally open and democratic process. Thank you.
Oh.
You have registered 1 vote for transfer of Crimea sovereignty to Russia.
And that's all we have time for. Next week on the program, the Mandelas. Are they still sad?
Who's been eating my porridge? I left it here in the chair to cool. Somebody's been eating my porridge.
Leo, who's been sitting in my chair?
I couldn't say, Taoiseach. I've been in Savannah, remember.
Well, 'twas obviously sunny in Savannah, Leo. You look like a red Indian off a trochra box.
I call on you to withdraw that disgusting remark.
I call on Minister Varadkar to withdraw the word disgusting.
You butt out, Burton. This is my headline and mine alone.
As leader of the Labour Party, I call on everyone to withdraw from their comments and withdraw from Crimea and withdraw from...
Yes?
Sorry, I've lost my train of thought. Where was I?
Taoiseach? I have never withdrawn from anything. That's why I have the biggest majority in West Mayo, not to mention 3 children.
Now, tell us about Boston, Riley.
Don't talk to me, Taoiseach. I woke up on Paddy's Day with a tiger in the bathroom, a baby in the wardrobe, and a tooth missing.
And God alone knows who's been sleeping in my bed.
Oh, do you need me to peel your back again, Big Phil? It looks very sunburned from here. Even with my sunglasses on. Fucking hell.
I can give you some lotion for that sunburn, Minister. I stocked up on Clinique in Bloomingdale's. It's for half nothing over there. My gay friends swear by the beauty flash balm. It brightens, lightens and tightens, you know. It's fabulous.
Is that all you did over there, shopping, while I was marching in solidarity with the heterosexual sons of Hibernia?
Good afternoon, everyone.
Count Shatter, I didn't see you come in there.
Nobody ever does.
We weren't expecting you back today. By the way, the weather in Mexico must have been shocking. You're paler than when you left.
I don't care much for the sunlight, Taoiseach. No, I was far too busy at night driving around with the Mexican anti-drug squads and visiting historic sites where the ancient Aztecs made human sacrifices.
And you weren't put out by the jet lag or the 5 a.m. flight home at all?
On the contrary, 5 a.m. is my favourite time of day. Just before my lunchtime feed.
Right, let's get down to business.
Pace and love, man! Far out!
Oh, God, Michael Ring is back from Amsterdam. He probably thought coffee shop sold coffee.
Does anyone want their lobby washed down, Conshine?
Honestly, this chair is very uncomfortable. Has anyone been involved?
Minister Quinn was in charge while you were away, Taoiseach. He might have made some adjustments during his exorcism to rid the state of the Holy Spirit.
Feckin' Chairman Quinn, that's all we need.
Now, please excuse me, I have to warn Minister Noonan's toilet seat.
All right, cabinet dismissed. A month to Easter. Don't let Labour abolish Holy Week. We need those 2 weeks off as well. All right, ouches. Who's your
puppet? Hello, good evening, and welcome to 6-1 News. I'm Dobbo, and this is the highly patriotic Sharon Viola-tron.
The man of the Eve Galair.
My apologies, she's completely lost the run of herself ever since St. Patrick's Day. See what I mean? Now, we return to our main story in Crimea shortly, but first a roundup of the other stories today. Middle-class festival goers and their working-class drug dealers celebrate as this year's electric picnic lineup is announced.
A scrap dealer in Midwest America almost melted down a Fabergé egg worth $20 million as they didn't realise what it was.
Yes, who would ever suspect a 6-inch tall pure gold egg sitting on a stand encrusted with precious jewels and engraved with Russian names would be a Fabergé egg? The American education system amazed they invented the nuclear bomb.
The Big Bang Theory is confirmed as fact after scientists detect gravitation waves from the first moments of the universe.
However, born-again Christian groups insist the waves were put there by Jesus to test us, presumably as he rode his T-Rex through the Garden of Eden.
And in entertainment news, Niall Horan's newborn nephew already has 70,000 Twitter followers.
Yes, someone who can't talk being followed by 70,000 people who can't think.
A piece of art by Christy Brown is to remain in Ireland after it was purchased by 2 museums. It's understood bankrupt developer Sean Dunn has offered to exhibit the collection behind a wall in his house at the K Club.
And finally, after a toddler opens his front door and wanders a mile from his house while his parents are asleep, Child Protection Services defend their position. In a statement, they say, normally we try to keep children locked in ambulances.
Shouldn't have made the no-made.
That's it for now. We'll have more on the Fianna Fáil Ardéis with David Davenport later in the programme.
I'm Michael Ring, and this episode of Callan's Kicks is available on the RT Radio Player. You can call in any time, but you can ring me every day. Woohoo!
This week, I'm campaigning against ratings agencies. They consistently rate me as smaller than other heads of states, including Legoland. It's an outrage!
What? Which button? I don't know which one. Oh, there we go. Yeah, we're flying now. Ready to go, Jacko. Or whatever your name is. Hello, good afternoon, and you're welcome to Liveline. Joe is off this week, so I am your sexy Daddy Friday. Remember, call me. You can call me anytime. Now, who's on the line? Good afternoon to you.
I can't get a mortgage.
Sure.
Oh, dear God. I'm beside myself.
Right, so, somebody get that woman a mortgage. Ooh. And remember, you can call me anytime, any place, anywhere, any way.
Good afternoon, Ender. It is me.
Noonan,
yeah.
What the hell do you want? I'm on the live line here, taking calls. Call me anytime.
Which is why I'm calling you. It seems this is the only way I can reach you at the moment. We really need to talk about the quarterly returns.
The what now? Sorry?
There are certain issues that need to be flagged by the central bank.
Hold on a while now. I have to stop you there, Michael.
Billing.
Does any of this involve me?
Billing.
Does any of this involve me standing beside someone important and photobombing them?
No, you don't understand. This is a fiscal issue.
Well, then not now, Noonan. This is not the kind of call I was talking about at all.
Africa.
I want to make this the best little country in which to make calls. No, who else is on the line there?
I tell you, my home is flooded during the storms, Inda, and now I can't get insurance.
That's more like it.
Mm-hmm.
Get that man some insurance.
Well,
sure. I want to make this the best small country in the world in which to get insurance.
Hello?
Good afternoon to you, caller.
Some bucko stole my dog.
Get that woman a dog.
Joe.
Pronto.
Joe.
Yes, good afternoon. Line 3.
I have no medical card and it's bleeding this.
Don't you worry. I'll get Dicey Riley to sort one out for you. And remember, you can call me any time. Who's on the live line? Good afternoon.
T-shirt. Thank God I got through. I think it's time for you to hang up now, finally.
You listen to me, Leo. I invited people to call me any time.
T-shirt.
If they have a question or a complaint or a suggestion, and I have to be as good as my word.
But you're making all sorts of promises that you can't possibly keep.
Yeah, and?
Well, I suppose, come to think of it, can I have an Abercrombie and Fitch cricket jumper in the Dublin colours, please?
Yes, get that man a hoodie.
Yes.
Now, it's coming up on the Liveline. Stay tuned for Doc Savage Riley and Sly Fox Hogan for the Funny Friday. Ha-ha! Who's your funny daddy? Good afternoon to you! What's that you're watching, Kayla?
OMG, Daddy, this documentary about poor people is like so eye-opening.
Poor?
Look at the conditions they're living in. It's so disgusting.
Huh?
Lols.
Don't mind her, Daddy. That's actually the Vikings, Kira. Are you well?
Daddy.
What is it, Kira?
Look it. Gabby O'Bone's house isn't nearly as nice as ours, so it isn't.
Aye, we have the nicest house in Cavan, so we do. Huh. Now, Shawnee Jr.,
what?
Would you not learn from that?
Huh?
The next time you take the witness stand, will you not try to be a bit more like your sister, Kira?
Daddy!
Now, wish, children. I need to see the news. Put on RT there.
P. Hardera, give us a bloody remote.
Ah,
it's no use, Kayla. He's in Fermanagh.
That is an unsubstantiated allegation. Oh. He's not contactable at this time.
Oh.
And any lack of cooperation is entirely out of my control.
Right.
Now, Sean Jr., just change the television manually. Good gas.
Jesus, Dad, do I have to do everything? Change the channel, sign these documents, don't answer any questions. Can't one of the servants do it?
Just switch it over to RT News like a good gassing.
Ugh. Fine.
It's one news.
Wish.
The ongoing crisis in Ukraine has been marked by angry scenes on the streets of Kiev, where protesters attacked several shops and burned out cars, destroying buildings.
Well, that's a relief. At least they've stopped talking about Anglo, hey.
Wait.
Huh?
Daddy.
What?
Is that our shopping centre being burned down?
Jesus, Daddy, she's right. That skyscraper over there on fire is definitely one of ours.
Oh, may the Lord Jesus. I hope the rent was collected.
Go to hell and me lightning. Me favourite private shoe. Shop.
Ah, turn it off, children. I can't bear to watch it. The whole thing is bloody ruined, so it is.
They're attacking a bank now, Daddy. I think they're shooting at bankers.
Maybe leave it on a wee while yet there, Sean Jr. This might be as good as a contract.
All right, Daddy, hey.
Oh, well, crack, hey.
This is The Works with me, John Kelly. This week I visited St. Patrick's Day. My travels first took me to Cavan, where the gun club float was covered in the pelts of slain roadkill
followed by the animal rights float, where children dressed as mutant ninja turtles dangled precariously from the side of a silage trailer. The Galway parade featured painted revelers with massive heads. I thought it was down to the wondrous creations by Machness, but on closer inspection I realised that Irish people just have massive heads. The Letterkenny parade took place on top of the only TK Maxx in the world you can see from space. Locals gathered near the On Green On Art Centre and burnt it to the ground in order to create a larger dance floor for the Pulse nightclub and the Garth Brooks tribute band. Limerick's City of Culture, meanwhile, celebrated by staging a tug-of-war between arts administrators and Pat Cox appointees. Then, I ended up on Dublin's O'Connell Street, just in time to see four street artists reenacting the Love Ulster Parade and pretending to kick another artist in the head. His acting was superlative, and his ability to lie completely still took me back to the glory days of street performers like the Dice Man and that guy on Grafton Street who paints himself gold. All in all, I was impressed by the colour, pageantry and sheer violence of Ireland's St. Patrick's Festival celebrations. And, as I unicycled back to an existential Montrose, I made a mental note to be in Antarctica next March 17th. Oh, I hate my job. Wait, they pay me how much? Oh, shit, damn. A titulaire, mes chers amis.
Ha! Are you serious?
Order.
I call order to the public accounts committee. First order of business.
Order.
Can we order a bag of chips?
I think the first order of business must be after 6 days without controversy. How can the public accounts committee get back on the 6-1 news?
Seriously, lads, I haven't seen the inside of a radio studio in nearly a week. At this rate, I won't replace Jerry until 2017.
I concur. Mentally.
Agreed. Okay, if we want to stay on the front pages, we need to do something bold, sexy and attention-grabbing. Ideas.
What about Operation Transformation?
Yes, that could work. Yeah. They're using licence payers' money to pay expensive, overrated foreign consultants. Monumentally.
Well, I think Dr. Avis saw 2013. We need something more current. The Voice of Ireland, maybe? Definitely, John.
Keane Egan's new album is an absolute disgrace. Auto-tune, unoriginal, derivative, monumental.
Hang on. Did anyone see the late a few weeks ago? That whole Linda Martin and Aslan fiasco? That would definitely get us a few column inches,
Not bad.
It was a disgrace. The national broadcaster, a voting system that would be an embarrassment in the Crimea. Appalling.
We could get Linda Martin and Louis Walsh to answer the question on whether they used undue influence to rig the public vote for Ireland's Eurovision entry.
And the bondholders.
Oh my God, I can see the media coverage now. Linda Martin asks Mary Lou, why me?
The Herald. Mick Wallace reminded me of a young Charlie Hyde.
Listen now, Louis Walsh tells PAC member Shane Ross he has the X Factor.
Hang on, lads. Do not think we should, you know, as we're the Public Accounts Committee, ask why Ireland is paying for 40% of the European banking crisis.
I'm not sure. No.
In an ideal world, like, of course, but that story is so 2008.
It's too technical and detailed, Chairman.
It's basically tabloid kryptonite.
All right. Meeting adjourned then. Next up, Today FM.
I'm going straight to TV3.
Oh, nurse, cadé an scéal, tell me is everything all right,
like? Oh, God, because of that, you've a bobbin, a bouncing baby boy.
Oh, nurse, a son, an heir, August her loyal a fathering as well, a new Irishman, a beacon of hope for a Celtic revival, perhaps, a paragon of a post-romantic Ireland,
my God, isn't he a peach? Huh? Couldn't you just eat him up?
Well, I was planning to sauté the placenta for us later on, Rita darling. It's an excellent source of antioxidants and operates as a stimulus to the cerebral cortex as well as...
What are you going to call him at all?
Well, perhaps William after the bard, or maybe Leonardo or Michelangelo.
Like the toidle?
No, Rita, not like the turtle, but maybe something that better suits his Celtic origins. When one summons up the great Irish artists and heroes of ancient times, the likes of Cuchulainn or Finn MacCool, the fragile mythologies of Oisín and Dearmid.
Like Mickey. Well, that's kind of obvious.
All right, girls, relax
now. What do you say, honey? What's the Irish for little Mickey?
Oh, dear God.
It should be Micheál, wouldn't it, though?
Micheál, yes. Micheál Óg. Be gob.
I always guessed you'd have a little Mickey, though.
Et tu, Rita. Et tu.
Oh.
right.
And you're welcome along to the Sunday game and this crucial weekend before the second last weekend of the Allianz League. Lots of action to talk about this weekend. But first, I suppose we should pay tribute to a sportsman from another code.
Who?
The hero who led Ireland to another Six Nations Championship.
Who?
And was awarded the freedom of the city of Dublin this weekend.
Who did?
Brian O'Driscoll.
Who?
And Pat,
yes?
Is there a case to be made that Bod is the greatest Irish sportsman of all time?
Well, it is. It's certainly an achievement to win not just one, but two Six Nations across a lengthy career.
Yeah.
Six Nations twice. Mathematically, that would be the equivalent of winning one 12 Nations.
Well, hold on a second now, because if you're playing match, dude,
Joe,
you could say that when I won my All-Ireland medal in 93, I had to triumph over 31 other counties, which is nearly three times as many as Bod.
Indeed, yes. And I'm no expert in the law, unlike your learned self.
Yeah.
But applying the letter of the law there, you could say that to win my 8 All-Ireland medals, I beat 255 other counties.
Yeah, and don't forget New York and London, Pat.
Yeah, enter f***ing continental, Pat. Don't forget those.
All right, Joe, all right, steady on.
257 other counties, yeah. Some from other nations, which is here. Lend me your phone there, Cullen, will you?
There's football on
that'd
it.
That'd be...
how much is it?
It's more than 23 times what Brian O'Driscoll has managed to do, Des.
23 times, Des! Relax, Joe, will you? For goodness.
And that's not even taking into account the level of intensity.
Intensity, Des!
Joe! Serious intensity.
Right.
And I didn't get so much as the freedom.
Yeah.
Of Killarney, for goodness sake.
No. This is the outrage, Des.
Okay.
Brian O'Driscoll beats five other countries in a game where you can only throw the ball backwards and it's practically canonized.
Yeah.
Pat Spillane should be given the freedom of the whole country for what he's done for Irish sport.
Well,
he should be given the freedom of 257 countries.
Okay.
He should fight Brian O'Driscoll to the death, stripped to the waist, mano to mano, for that freedom.
Well, in fairness, Joe, the old knees wouldn't be the best now.
Calm down, Joe. Somebody get this Gael new knee. And you can have my other kidney as well, Pat. You deserve it.
That's probably not a great idea, Joe.
He's f***ing earned it, Des.
Okay. All right.
All right. That's serious intensity.
Let's turn our attention now to Casement Park.
All right, yeah. Casement Park should be a really beautiful game this weekend.
Right, with the time coming up to 7 o'clock, we check in with David Davenpower, who's at the Fianna Fáil Ardéis in Killarney. Honestly, they don't pay DDP half enough for this tosh.
Thank you, Dobbo, and I'm joined here, as you say, in the INEC, where I've spotted a few familiar faces, and both of them belong to Bertie Ahern.
Well, I may have two faces, but remember, I was a three-term Taoiseach.
Yes, indeed. And if I remember, those three terms were the most cunning, ruthless, and devious.
Well, throw as many white herons as I like, but I'm still a hero down here among the beetroots. That's why I received a standing ovation when I entered the hotel lobbyist today.
I don't really think an audience standing up and leaving en masse counts as an ovation. However, it's clear you still enjoy the social interaction despite recent setbacks, Bertie.
The Ardesh is a good opportunity to let me hair do down, though I prepared me party piece for the sing-song on Everton.
So you can still hold the high notes then?
Oh yeah, 50s, 100s, euros, sterling, dollars, you name them, and as long as they're high enough, I'll hold them. Is there any free drink in this thing?
David Davin Dermot Davenpower. I'd prefer to be washing my luxuriant hair at the annual What's Left of Fianna Fáil Ardéis, RT News, Killarney.
Hey, DDP, can I bum a lift home with you? I lost the driver.
Oh, here, Shatter, before you go.
I'm not going anywhere.
No. I want you to do the no-makeup selfie for the Irish Cancer Society.
But I never wear any makeup.
I'm after spending the last hour removing my mascara. Now wipe off that pale makeup you've on.
I'm not wearing any makeup, T-shirt.
Aaron, never mind. Just pose for the old selfie, then.
Well, what is a selfie?
Yeah, it works like a mirror.
What?
All right? Pout like me.
Oh.
Pout. I don't see... Wait. Oh, there seems to be something wrong with my phone. It's not picking up your reflection at all, can't you?
I have to fly, T-shirt.
Oh, no. Hashtag disappointed. Hashtag... not cool. Hashtag time for a tin of lute.